This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. We got a full house today. I love it. Yeah, we got the lovely Mary Berlayers with us today. Looking very, you're looking tan. Are you out like, you're doing some tanning stuff? Are you like doing the gardening?
Just walk like 4 miles a day.
And you do that by the ocean, right?
Yes, I do.
So you get like the rays off of the ocean, which just like accelerates that beautiful glow of Mary Goulet. And
what do you want?
And then there's Wade. Hey, what's up, Wade? How you doing, man?
Wade
in the hair.
That's what happens when you stay in a building all day long.
I believe my skin has seen sunlight at some point during this year.
And Richard Terry, what's up, my brother?
What's going on?
All right, so here we are talking a little bit fun stuff on The Rant on Reinvention Radio. If this is your first time tuning into The Rant, welcome. This is where we share all sorts of interesting things that are going on, not only in our lives, but of course in the public that we care to share our opinions about. And Wade, you're jumping out of your chair already. Jesus.
Well, I just
you want the sour cream and onion chips. Yeah,
that's all you're jumping out of your chair. Is the sour cream and onion chips.
And thank you to our sponsor, Lay's Potato Chips, for sending out these boxes of sour cream and onion every and fun size and family size.
Yeah, they recognize we're family, so they send us the family size.
I would much rather, you know what, given the choices of being called fun size or family size, I would much rather be called family size, given the choices. Than fun size, yeah. Nothing worse. Really? All right, so Mary's like, huh?
You guys are weird.
Yeah, true, very true. All right, so you actually had, what happened to you?
Okay. So this would have been a good story for the Forgiveness Show with Sean. So if you hadn't listened to that, you'll get my point after I share my story.
Reinventing forgiveness or whatever it's going to be called there. Yeah.
Okay, so Sterling had her confirmation last night.
Sterling is your daughter.
My daughter. Yep. So we went to the church. Dave and I drove separately. He leaves a couple minutes to head
Dave
back.
Dave is your boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
Who you met at my house.
I did. Uh-huh. It's all because of you,
I actually
Steve.
Had that on our... I remember I was listening to the show. I was listening to it the other day, and it's the first show where you were talking about Dave, and you're like, I have a date tonight. So that we have that captured.
It was 6 months ago today.
I have a date tonight. You were super excited.
You have something special tonight.
Yeah. All right. So you're with Dave, and this...
He gets to the house before me. I'm about a block away from the house. He calls me. He goes, hey, Mayor, there's some guy sleeping on your sofa.
Oh, God, what?
Yes.
Like literally sleeping on your sofa in your house? Or do you have a sofa in your backyard? Or what are we talking about here?
We moved the sofa from the backyard into the house.
Well, it's San Diego. It barely rained. You could do a sofa outside.
We left the house when it was daylight, so the blinds were open.
Oh, God.
When Dave got home, the whole house was dark because it was like 8 o'clock, 8:30. And so he walks in, turns on the lights, starts to go... I have a staircase in the center.
This is Dave we're talking about.
Dave. He starts to go around the corner. He's like, wait a minute. He goes back, looks. There's a body on the sofa.
Oh, shit.
So he calls me. He goes, there's a guy sleeping on the sofa.
Did you authorize this nap?
Right. And I do have a guy that rents the downstairs master. And he goes, do you think it's Tanner? A friend of Tanner's? I said, Tanner doesn't have any friends. So I called Tanner. He goes,
wait, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign.
No, Tanner has friends.
So someone who shares your house in the master in the basement.
No, yeah, down, well.
Has no friends.
Has no friends.
Yeah. No, not he's a good fine. Thing. I'm teasing. He's a nice guy.
He's got at least one.
So I call him up. I go, Tanner, there's some guy sleeping on the sofa. He goes, I'm at the gym. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. Call the police. So sure as heck, there's this guy laying on my sofa. And I call 911, and she goes, stay on the line with me until the police arrive.
Wait, meanwhile, Dave did what?
He walked right back out the door. He noticed it was some strange guy. And so I pull up. I'm looking through the glass. There is this guy. I'm like, holy crap. Call the sheriff.
And he's knocked out.
He's knocked out. So then I'm talking to the dispatcher. She's asking questions. She said the guys are on the way. 4 sheriff cars pull up. 5 guys get out.
How long did it take for them to get there?
Just a matter of a couple minutes.
Okay, so they were fast.
Yeah, there was nothing going on. Slow
because you're
Encinitas,
white. And it was a white neighborhood, Encinitas. Right? Yeah.
So they go, we tell the story. Okay, he's in there. And I'm on the phone with dispatch waiting for these guys anyway. And she's like, what's he doing? I said, well, he's kind of like squirming around.
He's pulling the covers up over his shoulder.
He's kind of squirming around like he's uncomfortable. I said, well, maybe just my sofa's uncomfortable. I don't know. She starts laughing.
Oh, man.
I go, okay, they're here. We go in. Well, they go in.
Yeah, I was
gonna say. Taken all of his stuff and thrown it on the other side of my fence down my basement stairs.
What?
Then he somehow figure, because my whole property is gated. He somehow got into my backyard. Tanner had left his door ajar, and he and this is all really protected. He went in Tanner's room.
Whoa.
Left his sweatshirt in there. It's like Goldilocks. You know, he's doing his stuff. Then he decides, I guess, to lay down. It was pitch black when he was walking through the house. There was one light on in Tanner's room, just one small light.
Wow.
And the rest of the house was dark. So he was in there, we're guesstimating, almost 2 hours.
Holy mother.
Until we found him. And so, go ahead.
No, I was just going to joke. And it turns out he had an Airbnb next door. And
yeah, right?
He had the wrong address by two digits.
Oops. So the sheriff goes in, and I hear him walking around upstairs with Dave, just checking the house. He goes, man, cool house. I wish this is really cool house. I'm glad I got to see it inside. Well, I'm like, dude, focus.
Right. There's a guy on my. Can we do the house tour like later? Right.
So then they had to rifle through all of his things and make sure, you know. So he was a guy from Colorado, here to do some treatment program, and it was not a live-in and
drug treatment program. Yes. I take it.
Yes. So they did find some meds, prescription meds. I don't know. You know what? He was a gentle soul. I could tell. I was just concerned because he was squirming around that he would be startled that the lights were on and people were around.
Like Hanabi or whatever the monkey was. Yeah.
So they did. They were, you know, fine. He just sat outside on my stoop while they were.
Did he have any explanation? Like
his wife kind of dumped
his
him.
His wife? Oh, I was going to say, like, she was in the other room.
No,
or something.
She dropped him off and said, dude, you got to figure out your life. And so he got a ride, and I guess he just said, that house.
Holy moly. That's scary as
did
all
you give him
get
a copy
out
of your book?
Yeah, right. Dude, you got to go with your gut.
You got to go with your gut.
Fix this now.
Oh, my God.
It was so startling to, like, there literally is this guy laying on my sofa.
That would scare the bejesus out of me.
Dave said today, he's like, you know what, Mary? I was thinking about it. What if I walked into the dark house, he was literally there to attack me?
Mm.
What if something really bad happened, but the guy just needed to take a nap?
Mm-hmm. Well, you learned a lot about Dave in that experience, didn't you?
Yeah. He walks in. There is a guy there. I do not know him. Walks right back out.
You go call him.
Oh, my God. And that's the funniest thing. Like, Dave.
No, he wanted to call, and I'm like,
yeah, sure.
Oh, and then the other sheriff walks out, and he goes, God. I know this house. I've been here before. I'm like, yeah.
I slept on that couch,
yeah, right.
Too. Oh, my God.
So weird.
So Dave literally decided, I'm not going to say anything to this guy. I am just, I've seen Dave, you know, he's not a small dude. I mean, he looks like he could handle himself okay. But clearly when push comes to shove.
I'm glad he didn't, because I didn't know if the guy had a knife.
Well, there's that.
Just Dave did the smart thing. As I told some young people I was advising, who wins the fight?
Wait, people, young people come to you for advice? Holy shit.
You walk right into that one.
Oh, my God.
And it's kind of scary. But the person that wins the fight isn't the strongest or the fastest or the smartest. It's the craziest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there was a little crazy laying there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Wasn't that like James Brown? I don't know karate, but I know crazy, right?
He looked like a normal guy. I felt bad for him.
How does a normal guy look? Let's run through that real quick. Because I just want to know. So if I come home and I see somebody on my couch, what constitutes a normal guy?
Well, then
guy?
I'm judging a book by its cover. But anyway, he seemed very gentle, and he just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some homeless people in my neighborhood.
Sure, it's the beach town.
So
why wouldn't there be?
He did not look homeless. He had a nice, you know, haircut. He was just,
all right,
you know, just normal guy.
So the moral of the story is you are now going to do what to prevent that from happening again? Like what?
Tanner's locking his door.
Well, that's
when push
for sure
comes to shove, run.
Right.
Yeah, right. Get out of the house. Well, even the dispatcher, she said, do you have a vehicle out front that you can sit in while you wait for the sheriff?
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
I guess.
Yeah, right. And so, God.
She said, "Do not go back in that house."
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. We have to sign Dave up for some like Krav Maga or
can't
some
make
like
Dave look bad. He didn't do any. He was like,
we love Dave, but I mean,
he protected me. He said, "Don't go. You know, stay out here." And yeah.
Well, if it was like if
sponsored
you
he
by
went
Nike
with the sheriffs. Yeah, right. He went with the sheriffs to the house and walked around and took them in the basement. They wanted to search my whole house.
I'm sure they wanted to tour that house. Yeah. They were like, oh, this is a really nice house.
Yeah, so then the other sheriff's like, I've been here before. This is a cool house. I'm like, dude, focus.
Man, can you imagine like if you had like a night of drinking And like you were just out, you were just blitzed out of your, not that you do that, Mary, but Rich, can you imagine like if you had a night, like a night of drink? Wait, no, you don't do it. Right, wait, so if like just had a night of drinking and you're like, you're just blitzed out of your mind.
That's why I said the Airbnb accident. He was really meaning to be next door, but he was like two digits off.
Just like they had this, like this huge bender, you know, and you stumble into your own house and like, you know, it's dark and you're just you're trying to find your couch and you just plop down on your couch and you land on somebody. That, ooh. Oh my God, like that in and of itself. You want to talk about, that's what people should do. If you want to go sober, put them like on this big, huge bender, you know, and just like sneak someone into their house.
And scare the heck out of them.
And then
straight.
It's like, okay, that's now clearly I have done too much drinking. It's time for me to change my ways because I didn't even notice this guy. I think that's what you should do for that guy. Like maybe. Because you said he was here for treatment, right?
Yes.
So maybe we should just figure out like how to scare the hell out of that guy and send him back home to his wife and get him back in his family land.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. That's where I was tying into Shawnee's episode. It was like the forgiveness.
Did you cook him a nice meal?
I felt bad because, okay, so they were going through his stuff and they were pulling out a laptop.
Cool.
And they said, check and make sure that it's not one from your home.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
And I did, and they were all there. I said, no, it's this gentleman's laptop. At least in his possessions, not ours.
Man, that's scary. Well, I'm glad you are okay.
Yes.
Dave, I'm more concerned about
this. No, he's good. He's good. I'm going to be in trouble. Dave, don't listen to this up.
You're right.
You can also rent out Mary's house.
And evidently, you don't have to pay for it. Just walk in. Who needs Airbnb, right? What's the other one? Like a Home Away or whatever it is. All right. Well, I'm glad you're safe. Glad the kids are okay. Glad the daughter, you know,
glad
had the graduate.
Home.
Yeah, right, I know, man. All right, very cool. Well, thanks for sharing that amazing story. And wow, more on Reinvention Radio and The Rant next time. We'll talk to you then.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.